speaking with Mr. Jeff Navin. He is the Director of External Affairs for TerraPower. And, of course, that has become a household name across Lincoln County and western Wyoming over the last several months. And he is with us live on the air, Mr. Jeff Navin. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing, Duke? It looks like you guys got some good weather.
Yeah, we can sneak a day in here and there out here. We can.
So that's great.
We certainly appreciate your time today. Let's just give us some background on yourself, Mr. Navin, if you can. Tell us about where you are located and what you do for TerraPower.
Sure. Yeah, I actually grew up on the other side of Wyoming. I actually grew up in South Dakota, born and raised there. Went to school out there. And like a lot of young people who were interested in government and politics, I ended up working for my local senator and local member of Congress in Washington, D.C., and I've stayed out here. Did a little bit of a tour of duty at the U.S. Department of Energy, started to learn a lot about nuclear power, got really excited about it, and have ended up here at TerraPower, where I'm still based in Washington, D.C., where I get to work on our efforts to deploy advanced nuclear technology, starting in Lincoln County. TerraPower, as you might know, is based in the other Washington, out near Seattle. We've been around for about 15 years, and we're really excited to be building our first project in Lincoln County.
Well, let's talk about that project and what makes it unique specifically. You mentioned how you've been in nuclear energy for a while and have studied that and have been involved. What makes this project different and unique when it comes to this Natrium power facility? Maybe walk us through in basic terms what separates it from what's been done in the past with nuclear.
Sure. Yeah, nuclear is actually very similar to how we produce electricity from coal, which a lot of your listeners are pretty familiar with. Coal power plants operate by creating heat by burning coal and then using that heat to make steam. And then that steam spins a turbine, and that's where the electricity comes from. Nuclear is pretty similar, but instead of burning coal to make the heat, we use a nuclear chain reaction, which produces a lot of heat. And then produces steam, and then that steam spins a turbine. So in terms of how the electricity is produced, the only difference is how we make the heat. And natrium is different than traditional reactors in a few ways. One is it's much smaller. So our reactor is rated at about 345 megawatts. Most of the big nuclear power plants that, you may have seen pictures of or as you've driven across the country are about 1,000 megawatts. So we're about a third the size of a traditional plant. The second big change is that all of the nuclear power plants that are operating in the United States use water as a coolant. We talked about that nuclear reaction producing a lot of heat. It actually produces so much heat, you have to cool it down in order to prevent the fuel from melting together. And all the reactors in the United States use water as a coolant. Water works pretty well, but water has a fairly low boiling point, and you have to keep moving that water across the core of the reactor in order to remove the heat. And if you don't do that, the water boils off, you lose your coolant, the fuel melts together, and that's when you have, what everybody knows as a meltdown. And so that means you have to have a lot of belts and suspenders and safety systems to ensure that if you lose electricity or if you lose power, that you're able to continually move that water across your reactor core. So with natrium, we use sodium as our coolant. Sodium is an element. It's a metal. At room temperature, it's actually a solid, but you heat it up a little bit and it turns into a liquid. The boiling point of sodium is 880 degrees Celsius, which, in boiling point of water is 100 degrees. So our reactor core never gets hot enough to boil off that coolant. So we don't have to move that coolant over the core and have all those redundant safety systems. And it means that if we have some kind of an incident or an accident, our reactor will just continue to let that heat be removed naturally. So it's an increased safety case, but it also means we don't have to have all that extra engineering, and we can reduce the costs as well. And then the final thing that's different about natrium from traditional reactors is Most reactors operate at a steady state of producing electricity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It doesn't really vary. We're coupling our reactor with a molten salt energy storage system. So we're taking the heat from the reactor, heating up a hot salt, which can store energy for a very long time. And that means it pairs very well with grids that have high penetrations of things like wind energy, which, you know, is you don't have to drive very far in Wyoming to come across wind turbines. So when the wind stops blowing, and I'm told that occasionally in Wyoming the wind does stop blowing. I've never experienced it, but I'm told that it does happen sometimes. We'll be able to ramp up our electricity production. And when the wind's blowing and there's lots of wind energy, we can ramp down our energy. So it really is designed for the kinds of emerging new grid systems it's perfect for Wyoming. Wyoming's a perfect place for us. So we're really glad to be there. That's kind of the three main ways that our reactor is different than, you know, what you maybe have seen, you know, the sure. reactors that were built in the 70s and 80s.
Sure. Now, if I understand correctly, this may be a new concept to do in the way it's being done, but the natrium technology has been around for a number of years and has even been used in the Navy. Am I understanding that correctly?
Well, so the sodium cooled reactors are actually, there's been a few of them that the United States has operated as experimental reactors over in Idaho at the Idaho National Laboratory. And they operated for many, many years, very, very successfully. They weren't producing electricity because they were really kind of experiments to test the bounds of the safety case to see how much we could push these reactors, you know, one way or another. So you're correct that this will be the first commercial sodium reactor in the United States that's producing electricity, but the technology has been around for quite a while. And so we're excited to kind of build on all of those learnings and bring decades of experience with those reactors, but couple it with, you know, advanced computing technology and all of the advances we've seen in material sciences, and put the old and the new together to come up with something that we think is going to be a pretty compelling product for the electricity market.
Speaking this morning with Jeff Navin, he's the director of external affairs for TerraPower, who's building the Natrium nuclear facility just south of Kemmer. Why Kemmer? You mentioned Wyoming is a good spot. Why ultimately was Kemmer selected as the first site for this?
Yeah, as you might recall, when we made the announcement that we were coming to Wyoming, we looked at four communities. There were four coal plants that were slated to be retired. The Naughton plant was one of them. We went to each community and we looked at a variety of factors. One of which was, does the community want this reactor, in their county? We wanted the communities to have a say. We were very happy to find out that all four of the communities were very excited. Kemmer, I think, in particular, was excited because the Naughton plant was one of the first to of the four plants was one of the first to be slated to be retired. We looked at, availability of transmission lines. We looked at the availability of water. We looked at the geology, kind of surrounding the plant, and we looked at the community and the workforce itself. And, I think we were very pleasantly surprised. We think all four of the sites that we looked at could have been potential sites, but Kemmer just made the most sense. They checked kind of all the boxes on everything that we were looking for. And I will say that the enthusiastic support from the community played a big role. We are a mission-driven organization. We recognize that a town the size of Kemmerer, the potential of losing the jobs with the coal plant there could be pretty devastating to that town. And we are very excited to be able to help bring economic activity to the city, to the county, to the surrounding area. We're going to be there for a very long time, and we're really excited to be able to call Lincoln County, Kemmerer, and Diamondville home.
There certainly is a lot of optimism and excitement for it, but with everything, there's two sides to that coin, right? I'm sure you're very well that there are some, even within our listening audience, that are maybe, shall we say, less than optimistic about what's happening. So what is TerraPower's message to those who have concerns about this facility, whether it be for, you know, even political reasons or for safety reasons or for whatever it may be?
Yeah, we recognize that the onus is on us to earn the trust and support of folks in the community, and we want to be available to answer questions and to put the facts out there. We, you know, one of the things that we found in Wyoming generally and in Lincoln County specifically is people have a very high energy IQ. They know how electricity is made. They know the pluses and minuses of all of these various technologies. They ask very, very good questions, and we do our best to try to be open and transparent, about those answers. What I'll say is I think that you'll find, the Natrium plant to be a very, very good neighbor. It's quiet. It's not going to be releasing any, soot or particulate matter, into the air. It's going to provide really, really good jobs. We expect there to be, around 2,000 plus jobs at peak construction. And permanent jobs will be between 200 and 250. The nuclear industry, by the way, pays more than any other subsector of the energy sectors. So we pay more than renewables, we pay more than fossil fuels. Our plan is designed to operate for 60 years with an option to extend that life to 80 years. So if you're thinking about 200 plus high-paying jobs in a community, you can really build a lot around that. So we have worked with the legislature, testified up there. We've been to town a couple of times to meet with community members. We are using the very good press outlets like yourself to help us, spread the word and answer questions and as they come up. So we recognize it's on us to make sure that we are providing the information and answering the questions to help people gain comfort with us coming to Lincoln County.
Jeff Navin, Director of External Affairs with TerraPower today. Jeff, just a final question for you. What's the long-term goal here for TerraPower? There's been speculation that this Natrium facility in Kemmerer is maybe just the first of many in Wyoming. Long-term, 10, 20 years down the road, what do you think the goals are?
Yeah, we'd like to build, multiple plants throughout the country and throughout the world. And one of the things that we've seen is that a lot of times the communities where these first plants built, they get a lot of additional long-term economic gains from it. Supply chains have to be stood up. Expertise in engineering has to be mastered. And the first light water reactor in the United States was built just outside of Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh is still kind of the center of the universe for the developers, supply chains for all those light water reactors. So we hope that this will be that we might be able to someday rival the JCPenney's as a tourist attraction, where people want to come and see the first of the kind plant that was ever built. But, we certainly would love to continue to build additional plants. We know there are three other communities that were disappointed that they weren't selected. And we'll work with Rocky Mountain Power and see if it makes sense for us to do additional plants there. That'll be their call. But we've seen lots of interest and a lot of that interest throughout the West, as communities are looking at what happens after coal plants retire, what that could mean for them. And if we can help keep some of those communities alive and keep those workers employed, we'd love to do it.
Well, Mr. Navin, certainly appreciate your time. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. Anything else you would like to mention about the TerraPower in this facility?
Well, again, we've been so happy with the reception that we've gotten from just about everybody. A healthy skepticism is, as you noted, which is certainly to be expected. Continue to reach out to us, Duke, and we'd love to come back and as the project moves forward and keep you and your listeners up to date.
That's Jeff Navins. He's the Director of External Affairs for TerraPower. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.